This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
London boils. Seething tensions break into chaos throughout the UK overnight.
The riot started way like 7, 8 o'clock, and the police didn't come. The police chopper didn't come till about 12, so you can imagine how much damage they've caused.
Residents of London, Birmingham, Liverpool, and other cities awoke to the smell of smoke and the sound of rioting in the streets. A police incident last week has opened a national wound in the UK. Generational splits and racial divides. People who believe they have a future battling people who believe they have none. An old story in Britain. 21st century faces of rage. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to keep you up to date on the serious situation and chaos that's unfolding in London this morning and really over the last few days. We're also going to look at some underlying trends in the economy that constitute real jobs and get our focus away from the volatility on the markets. But we will be following those market numbers as well, and there's volatility this morning. Let's get a check of the morning's top news on this Tuesday, August 9th. Celeste, my co-host, is out this week. She might sighing with relief this morning. Fear and volatility continuing to grip the global markets. Asian markets opened in a free fall. They stabilized, but they still closed with losses ranging from 2 to 5%. Signs are better on Wall Street, though, a day after the Dow dropped more than 600 points. Right now, futures are up, giving traders like Marilyn Cohen some hope.
The market won't continue to go down forever. We've been here before. Does it feel like 2008? Not even close.
The Federal Reserve meets today. It's a one-day policy meeting. Investors will be watching for a change in interest rates, signs of another stimulus, but it's expected that interest rates will stay the same. The worst rioting in Britain in decades is now spreading.
Scenes of people attacking police officers and even attacking fire crews as they're trying to put out fires. This is criminality, pure and simple, and it has to be confronted and defeated.
Speaking last hour, British Prime Minister David Cameron says the lawlessness will be stopped.
It's quite clear that we need more, much more police on our streets, and we need even more robust police action.
More than 16,000 police officers will be on the streets of London tonight. That's double the number from yesterday, and more than 400 people have been arrested in 3 days of violence that has now spread to several cities. Syrian President Bashar Assad faces increasing isolation this morning. Turkey's foreign minister met with Assad this morning to demand an end to Syria's crackdown on protesters. Envoys from India, Brazil, and South Africa also heading to Damascus to express their disapproval. And U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner says the pressure will only grow on Syria.
We believe this is sending an important message. It's a message that must be sent. What Assad will do with that message remains to be seen.
This morning, the Syrian army stormed another city, escalated its siege in the city of Deir al-Zour. Libya's rebels have dissolved the executive committee of its transitional government. It's not clear where the rebellion goes from here. And here in the U.S., Wisconsin voters will decide today whether to recall 6 Republican state senators. In Washington, Education Secretary Arne Duncan has effectively gutted the No Child Left Behind law.
No Child Left Behind, as it currently stands, is 4 years overdue for being rewritten. It is far too punitive. It is far too prescriptive, led to a dumbing down of standards, led to a narrowing of the curriculum.
Duncan announced a waiver program that gives states a way of avoiding having their schools being labeled failures, even if they are making progress. Asian and European markets down this morning. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 10,809. The S&P opens at 1,119. The Nasdaq at 2060. Gold is up well above $1,750 an ounce, and oil is trading at about $80 a barrel. Coming up this hour, the latest on the violence spreading throughout London and other British cities. We'll look at what powers London police have to combat the rioters later this hour. And while the markets may have tumbled, what does it actually mean to you and me? We're going to talk about the psychological effect all this is having on us and discuss real value. Give us your story.
This is Angela from Detroit. The economy has affected me because I find that lately I'm surviving as opposed to living. I can't do the traveling that I enjoy so much that just makes my life richer.
Call 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tell us your survival story. What has real value to you? We're going to be talking with Dan Ariely about the psychological dimensions of this market sell-off. He's the author of Predictably Irrational, and he'll be Predictably Irrational later this hour. Stay with us.